Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court begins hearing arguments in half an hour in the multi-billion-dollar bankruptcy settlement with Purdue Pharma and whether the Sacklers, the wealthy Sackler family, can evade lawsuits in the country's opioid crisis. Ellen Isaac's son died of an OxyContin overdose.
What they've done is really wrong. It's totally wrong.
In southern Gaza, ambulances rushing the injured to hospitals after an Israeli strike on a home in Khan Yunis. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
The problem is that hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees fled to this area when Israel attacked northern Gaza a few weeks ago. And now these Palestinians say they have nowhere else to go.
Tough times at Spotify. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Its CEO says in a post, they're laying off 17% of their workforce, which equals about 1,500 jobs.
It'll be the third round of layoffs for the streamer this year. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill in the legislature let anyone who wins more than $1 million in the lottery to claim their prize anonymously. The idea is to protect lottery winners from people who press them for money. 18 other states do it that way. Strategists say the next Wisconsin Supreme Court race will be a referendum on the new majority's upcoming rulings. Waukesha judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel announced he's running last week.
Each one of these races is different. Ann Walsh Bradley, for example, will have a record of ruling on many cases that will have come before her that touch on these issues.
That's Patrick Garassi. He helped run Janet Protasiewicz's campaign. He was on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Last night, there was holiday music, colorful floats, and lots of people in downtown Waukesha for the annual Christmas parade. It's been 2 years since the attack when Daryl Brooks drove through the parade, killing six and injuring more than 60 others. Parade organizers made sure there was extra security. A Marquette student ended up in the hospital while another was taken into custody after a firework was ignited inside their dorm room. The incident at around 10 Friday night was within Wells Tower. Law enforcement says one of the windows in the dorm room suffered damage from the explosion. The injured student was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. There is an investigation in progress. Light, wet snow is expected tonight into tomorrow morning. The greatest chances for accumulation is along and south of a line from the Dells to Port Washington. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Packers upset the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were 5.5-point underdogs to the Kansas City Chiefs. They proved the odds makers wrong. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Christian Watson with two touchdown catches before he had to leave the game with a hamstring injury.
I just think the offense as a whole is clicking a lot more. I think we found our groove, you know, taking the momentum and everything that we've been building up these past couple weeks and rolling with it, and it's been showing.
The Chiefs have now fallen to 8-4, and they host the Bills next week. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, obviously we're not where we want to be yet, but I feel like we're close. We're playing a lot of good football teams really well. Winning some of those games, losing some of those games, and be focused on another challenge this next week coming out to Arrowhead.
In the NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the New York Knicks tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Campaign on what to expect tomorrow night.
Man, it's going to be a playoff atmosphere, but we're going to come ready to play.
That's the Bucks campaign. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 36 this afternoon under cloudy skies. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 29 tonight, chance for snow. 38 tomorrow, chance of snow. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. UK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to talk a little bit about something I've learned over the last, decade and a half of my life that really kind of changed my view on things. And that was actually the last maybe 20 years or so, 25 years or so of my life. And a lot of you in the listening audience have, your grandchildren live in different parts of the country. And your great-grandchildren as well. And so you don't get a chance to be around young people as much as you would like or as much as you used to. And I can tell you that there is no better way to uplift your spirits than to be around young people. Young children, man, it's a win-win situation when you can get a chance to impact the lives of somebody young. I was at an event this past weekend. I actually was around a bunch of guys that still get together, many of them late 70s, and they have been together. They're old middle school and high school, friends, and they're still together, and they all get together once a month. It's a great, event, and it's good to see those guys still connected to one another. But I will tell you this. It would be better for all if they took some of that time to spend with young people. I learned a long time ago, if you want to stay young, hang around young people. Young people and their zest and zeal for life really uplifts your spirits when you have a few years on you. So I learned this valuable lesson in life. You want to stay young, Calvin, hang around young people. If you want to be old, hang around old people. It's that simple. Hanging around young people uplifts the spirit of you. And you know what? All you have to do is, if you're around a middle school, a grade school, just say to them, I don't care what town you live in, wherever it is, I'd like to be a part of the school. I'd like to come in and talk with the young people. And you may not believe this, you may not know it, but they'll open the door and welcome you in. And when you get a chance to hang out with those young people who have their whole lives ahead of them, and you get a chance to spend some of that wisdom that you have garnered throughout all those decades of life, it's a perfect fit. You know, especially right about now, around the holidays, and you're feeling alone and those kind of, you don't have to ever feel that way. Spend some time around young people. And the other part of it is, you know, if you can't do that, the other side of this is going to the nursing homes. You want to know what the spirit is all about, what the season is all about, and what will uplift you and give you the motivation to really enjoy this, go into the nursing homes and spend some time with people who are lonely, who just need to hear a voice, right? Who just needs to know that there's somebody else outside of where they are who realizes that they are there. You know, the aging process in America is a horrible, horrible time, unfortunately, for far too many of us, because we have forgotten. Let's go to my good friend, Doc. Hey, Doc, what's going on, man? Thank you for always inviting me to the gathering of you and all of those brothers from days gone by.
Well, it truly is a magical time every time we get together. And the reason I'm calling is because I had gone around and collected the money from all the brothers for the breakfast, and I was going to go up to the cashier to pay the bill, and a gentleman came up to me and said, give me that bill. I said, what are you talking about? Give me that bill. He said, give me the bill. I want to pay for it. The bill came to $428, Earl. This man paid for all of our breakfasts that morning.
Wow.
I did take a man. Yeah, I took a little video of it. I'll send it to you. You talk about the spirit of Christmas. I was choked up, as was everybody else, and I made sure everybody walked up to him and thanked him. But that, and also doing the Christmas family feast for over 30 years. I've got little brothers that were 8 years old years ago, and I still keep in touch with them to this day, and they're almost 30 years old now. So, yeah, hanging out with young folks, that's definitely the way to go, because they'll keep you young and they'll keep you relevant.
You know, Doc, you're one of those guys who you're a veteran, and you and other veterans get together a lot. How important is it, man, to keep those lines of communication open?
Oh, it's very important, because you have so many things in common that you can share. And then when someone needs some help, I think about when I had my hip replaced a couple of years back. Who was here to help me? All the brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, Doc, man, that's great news. I know I was there. This past Saturday with you guys at the breakfast, and just to see guys who, man, still that number gets smaller every time, because life's not forever, but clearly, man, hanging in there with one another. Many have lost their spouses, and yet, you know, you guys just continue to do it, man. And you're one of the spearheaders on making it happen, man. It's always great to see you and what you guys are doing. But what would you say to this listening audience? Again, people who are alone, and nobody should ever be alone, and especially during these times of year, this time of the year. What would you say to people who are listening?
Well, that's one of the main reasons why I would go down every year and do the Christmas family feast, because you would have fellowship with complete strangers, and the uplift you get from that is hard to put into words. I mean, we all have the same amount of time, but to give of your time, that's the magic.
So for people who don't know, the Christmas family feast happens every year in the city of Milwaukee, where over 5,000 people are fed at once on Christmas Day. And there's this massive, Doc, I did that for about 15 years. And I haven't done it lately, but I may, you know, do it again this year. But all of these people from the Salvation Army and other places all mobilized. I used to be in the kitchen working with the turkeys, Doc. We would take 200 turkeys and prepare 200 turkeys, for that day. And as there were people in other areas and others, it's an army of people. But as you stated, people who don't know one another from all different walks of life, veterans, homeless people, everybody coming together to make sure that people are not forgotten. Can't we do that every day, Doc?
I think we can and we must.
Hey, Doc, it's always great talking to you, my friend. Really appreciate seeing you. We'll be in touch.
Take care, brother.
All right. A guy paying for the dinners, the breakfasts of people that he doesn't know. You know, people do things from the goodness of their heart, and they don't have to be anybody special. You know, this is what I'm saying about connect with some young people. You want your spirit to be lifted, and if you want your life to have more meaning than what it presently has, if you feel lonely and dejected and all of those different things, you got to connect with people. You know, you got to connect with people. And I always say it's better to connect with some younger folk. The younger you connect with them, the more uplifted you're going to be. Help somebody, make a difference in somebody's life, not just for this day or during a holiday, but you can do that every day. There's always some place and somebody in need, and you can make a difference in their lives. Sometimes to make a difference in somebody's life, all it takes is a kind word. 844-967-2789. You can join us. Got to take a short hiatus. What say you? We'll be right back. What do they do at Christmas? Oh, what do they only do at Christmas? What do the lonely do at Christmas? Oh, what do they do?
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Do you hear what I hear?
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let me bounce this off of you. As I was kind of going through things, there's always something that kind of stands out to me that is heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. And this story. A young man, being ugly is ruining my life. What? I was never good looking. I had my relationships good, bad, and indifferent. Part of that was me wanting to take some time after a bad breakup. But in trying to get back on that horse, I realized I was ugly. What? Can you imagine? Can you imagine going through life thinking that you are ugly? What is it about a world like the one we live in that a human being that is blessed with the gift of life is somehow made to believe that their life is not valuable because the world says they're ugly? Can you imagine going through your life? We think we have issues, all of us, and we do. We go through ups and downs in this thing called life. Some of us are blessed that the downs aren't as low as they are for some. But can you imagine a person in their 30s going through life thinking that they've been cursed because they don't look good, right? So for a minute, let's talk about what is looking good, right? You know, looking good. I know plenty of people who basically, would be considered to be, you know, they look really good. Listen, just give it some time. Give it some time. And those looks will fade. I don't care how good you look, because that's a temporal thing. Your looks. We live in a society that people spend trillions of dollars making sure that they look good on the outside. On the outside. And so that's how we measure people, especially in the United States. In other places as well, but especially in the United States. And so people like this poor soul has to go through their life thinking that they don't measure up to somebody we see on television. Well, you know, they don't have the best looking hair. Maybe the composition of their face is not up to par based on what our society says is good looking. This poor person wanted to take his life. Thought about it time after time after time because people referred to him as ugly. You know, in the end, it's what's on the outside fades. It's what's on the inside, baby, that counts. You know, some of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life are people who are beautiful or more beautiful on the inside. Listen. Some of the most ugly people I've ever met in my life are supposedly those who've been blessed with, you know, with an outward beauty. This young person has struggled to deal with not loving themselves, you know, and not loving themselves based on the fact that society has said that he's not beautiful. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, this is not this young person's fault. This is our fault as a society. You know, I don't see, and I think they're trying to change it somewhat now, more so than ever before. When you look at the kinds of commercials, it used to just be the person with the perfect teeth, perfect jawbone, perfect hair, perfect figure, all fictitious things that really don't matter a whole hill of beans in this life, this thing that we call life. 844-967-2789. What say you? I got to take a short hiatus. We'll be right back.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. Hesselbein is from Middleton. She was elected to the Assembly in 2012 and to the Senate in 2022. Hesselbein most recently served as the Democratic Caucus Vice Chair. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. $8.5 million in airport improvements is coming to Mitchell International. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced $38 million in total Wisconsin funding from FAA airport improvement grants. The funding will be used to improve runways, terminals, airport transit, and more. It's a 4 p.m. arrival time in Tosa, 5:30 in Heartland, and you'll hear the train a-comin' in Watertown at 7:50. More Wisconsin stops are today for the Canadian Pacific's holiday train's journey through Canada and the United States. The event serves as a way to support community food banks. Canadian Pacific makes a contribution at each stop and promotes others to donate as well. Since it started in 1999, the train has raised over $22 million and gathered more than 5 million pounds of food for area food banks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Packers upset the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were 5.5-point underdogs to the Kansas City Chiefs. They proved the odds makers wrong. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Christian Watson with two touchdown catches before he had to leave the game with a hamstring injury.
I just think the offense as a whole is clicking a lot more. I think we found our groove, you know, taking the momentum and everything that we've been building up these past couple weeks and rolling with it, and it's been showing.
The Chiefs have now fallen to 8-4, and they host the Bills next week. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, obviously we're not where we want to be at, I feel like we're close. We're playing a lot of good football teams really well. Winning some of those games, losing some of those games, and be focused on another challenge this next week coming out to Arrowhead.
In the NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the New York Knicks tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Campaign on what to expect tomorrow night.
Man, it's going to be a playoff atmosphere, but we're going to come ready to play.
That's the Bucks campaign. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
36 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 29 tonight, chance for snow. 38 tomorrow, chance of snow. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Just reading the couple stories that really kind of got to me this morning. And before we go to the phone lines, we talk about physical beauty. And yeah, there's some physically beautiful people. But all that fades. Doesn't stay forever. Gravity will take it away. I don't care how beautiful your face is. In time, gravity will pull on it, and it's going to change. I don't care how beautiful your body was and is, gravity is the great equalizer. No matter how hard you fight it, it's going to change. The beauty of the human being is not now, nor has it ever been, a physical thing. We live in a society that does say that. And let me read this quickly before I go to the phone lines. This is a letter. Should I have surgery? I'm 68-year-old retired teacher, lecturer. I was married for 39 years before I lost my husband. But my viciously rational mind now knows that my face has been badly eroding my well-being for years. I've had a variety of other mental health panic buttons and points, all attached to the way society reacts to my face. I'm reaching the breaking point in my ability to shrug off the constant look of repulsion on faces of predominantly male strangers is dying. Should I have surgery in the hope that it will enable me to become more acceptable? Or just become more presentable? I'm more depressed and distressed and isolated. The description ugly really does exist, and it belongs to me. Heartbreaking. 68 years old. Well-educated. Let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Hi, Earl. You see, it's very cultural, and me growing up in a different culture, I can see the American culture, not the ugliness of a people, because the ugliness and the beauty have a whole spectrum to it. One, two, it's not how ugly or beautiful you are; it's how how much you love yourself. Basically, you know, how much you, how secure you are in what you are. And if you are not secure, the first step to do that is to admit it to yourself, not to go depressed, not to go sad, not to try things on TV, but actually learn what is the aesthetical beauty. Who you want to be, how you want to look, how you want to be presented. If it does bothers you and you want to do surgery, then go have several consultations from the professionals, ask questions and concerns, and change what you can for your own benefit, not for the benefit of the society. I end up going shopping with almost complete strangers in the store because they were to recognize that I wouldn't lie. Unfortunately, in this culture, even your family and friends would rather say, oh, you are so beautiful. That dress is so beautiful. Yeah, the dress may be beautiful, but and you like that dress, but the dress doesn't like you. So being a friend, you know, being a friend and being a family means that you have to tell the truth. But it also means that you have to be able to take the truth.
You know, Karina, you said you have to love yourself. And I'm in total agreement with having to love yourself. But if you live in a society that beats you down every day and says that you're not up to the standard of what we call beauty in this nation, then there's something wrong with you. It's hard to love yourself. What I'm challenging is that standard that we've set in this nation that is almost impossible for somebody to live up to, and totally forgotten what the real value of a human being is, where the real prominence of the person is its heart, right? It's what's in the heart of a human being that makes that person beautiful. It is not on the outward beauty, because I've seen people with hearts that, you know, are some of the greatest that I've ever seen through their giving. And, you know, you don't have to look like Marilyn Monroe to be able to do that. You know, if Marilyn Monroe was still alive today, Karina, she wouldn't look like she was looking when she was 22 years old, right? So if the measurement of who a beauty is based on that 22-year-old, you know, how long do you stay 22?
Earl, look, first of all, the society is a bully, okay? And you have to stand up for the bully. Secondary, Marilyn Monroe thought all her entire life and was depressed and suicidal because she thought she's not beautiful. It's only you. You have to know that you are beautiful, and you have to change things in yourself to feel beautiful.
Well,
you need help. You can't do it on your own. You need help of people who love you. But unfortunately, in this culture, people lie just so they don't have to tell you the ugly truth.
Hey, Karina, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call, as always. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You say what, sir?
Oh, morning, Earl. Yeah. Did you ever read, there's a famous old book called Famous Lives by Plutarch.
No.
It's also called Plutarch's Lives.
No.
It's like in the Harvard Classics. And Plutarch was a historian from ancient Greece, and was describing, you know, the various prominent figures of ancient Greece. And one of them was a guy named Alcibiades. And I compare Alcibiades to what you're talking about and the vanity of the people who fell for Alcibiades, who believed his own lies. And it follows well with that last woman. You know, we're supposed to use our reputation, or, you know, our reputation is supposed to be our means of exchange. If you're a good person, if you do good work, people are going to admire you, they'll buy your products, they'll invite you to Thanksgiving dinner, so to speak. A lot of, you know, your life will be enhanced by your reputation. And in the case of Alcibiades, he was just an utterly vain guy who was apparently so handsome that he got elected 4 different times to the top leadership of ancient Greece. And he 4 different times he sold out the country. So he committed treason 4 different times. And the people still would elect him, even though it was obvious that he had sold out the country. And, you know, it's this terrifying scenario where the people are so caught up in the vanity, they'll sell out their own country. And that's why I compare it to some degrees to Donald Trump, you know, who has gone out of his way to, you know, to buy a packaged look, to have the makeup artists of TV set his scenario, and then the people fall for that rather than fall for, rather than the people, you know, having enough courage and courage of conviction to know what is right for the country as opposed to selling it out. So, yeah, Plutarch's Lives of Famous Men, and it's the piece on Alcibiades.
Thank you very much for that information, David. Really appreciate it. You know, again, this poor woman, 68 years of age, is looking to have surgery done to her face. She's 68. She's lived the majority of her life. But she can no longer take what she's had to deal with her entire life. And that's the fact that she believes that she's not beautiful. Calvin, you know what we're talking about here?
Yes, I totally know what you're talking about. Self-confidence and your appearance is something I think a lot of people struggle with, especially as a younger person. But
yeah.
The story of this older woman that you're telling is heartbreaking, and hopefully everyone can learn to appreciate what they are.
And I would have thought that at least, you know, a younger person, I could see it, but a person 68 years of age, that's basically my age, that she's still struggling with this and has reached a point in her life where she's willing to spend a bunch of money to change it for what? To please people that she doesn't know. And so, you know, these are the heartbreaking things that occur in a society that we really need to work on changing. Good time to start now. It's the holiday season. And so, you know, make things a little bit better for people who we don't see. You know, we don't see people, man. We see people only when they wear their mask. I'm going to talk about wearing the mask after we return. You know what wearing the mask means, Calvin?
Yes, I think I know what you're referring to.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about people wearing masks, right? 844-967-2789. All of us, some point in time, we wear masks because we don't want people to really know who we are. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Calvin, I was talking about wearing masks before we went to break. And there was a time in my life when I wore masks, right? I didn't want anybody to find out who I was because I was so concerned about pleasing people. And there was only one person who really knew me without my mask. You know who that was?
Is it your wife?
There you go. You're a smart man. So, you know, she saw me without my armor. We go out into the world and we have to put on our armor before we leave home because we live in a world that we can't trust. So what we do is put this armor on to protect ourselves, and it's so difficult at times for us to allow people to see us for who we really are. I got over that, I don't know, 20 years ago. And some people never get beyond that. But I don't wear a mask anymore. And I don't, you know, who I am is the person that's, you know, I am when I come in here on these airwaves. And I love it because I don't have to put on airs. I don't have to worry about whether or not, you know, I'm going to offend people. I don't have to worry whether or not somebody's going to find me and see me someplace and I'm going to be somebody else. When you can get to a point in your life where you don't have to wear a mask and you know who you are, I can't always say I knew that. I mean, there were some times that I kind of knew the person that I was and am. And there were times that as a younger man, I tried to get away from that. But when I was able to come back to who I was as a young person, that's really kind of the person that I've been and who I was as a young boy, caring, concerned about others. But there came a point in my life when I really didn't think that it was okay to be that before the world, a caring, kind individual, because when you did that, you lived in a cruel world that steps on people who are concerned about others. Calvin, you are a young man, but yet you understood about wearing masks.
Yeah, I think wearing masks is something that everyone does to an extent, even when you know who you are and are able to express that. You kind of, just depending on who you're around, you're not the same person around every person. You kind of got to control yourself around different groups of people. But the more you can do that without alienating who you really are and who you are on the inside, the more true you will be to yourself.
Yeah, so you're a young man, 25 years old. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. You wore the mask because you didn't want who you were to be revealed. We wear masks for that purpose, for that reason. And I think all of us, you know, at some point in our lives have had to go through that. And what made me talk about that was that poor woman, 68 years old, who has been wearing a mask. She is who she is. She's an accomplished woman, probably a very kind woman. But at this juncture in her life, she feels inadequate based on what somebody else thinks of her. And yeah, I'm concerned about what some people think of me. I really am. But not everybody. And so, you know, the people you know, the people you love, you know, who know who you are, who you can give love to and then receive it back. You know, that's what it's all about. But when people have to go through life worried about how they look because the society says the value of a person is predicated on those things, we really have a lot of work to do as a society. And I bring this up only because I know what that poor woman is saying is true. And as we move closer to these holidays, you know, I just want to make sure that we at least have those thoughts about not judging people. Well, number one, we have no right to judge anybody. I don't judge anybody in my life. I don't judge you. Who am I to judge somebody? I'm a fellow human being, you know, moving through this time. And I'm not going to waste my time judging anybody. And if we could all come to that reality, we wouldn't need tanks and rockets and, you know, and all those other things. But thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you as always, Calvin, my friend. I will see you on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. Look, who said it, Michael Jackson? Give love on Christmas Day. Got to do a little bit of that every day. All right. See you later.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.